Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Tricia on assignment, Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen, and
Kathleen took off.
She took off? Oh, but that's okay.
Done.
But we have a treat.
We got to hunt her down.
Yeah. But Amanda Fry is going to stay with us as a guest co-host.
Sounds good to me.
You'd be a great co-host.
I go undercover all the time, so I'll go undercover as a co-host.
Oh, that would be so cool. So, Amanda Fry, we were talking about
the show is Hunted on CBS Wednesday nights.
Wow, I'm going to watch it.
Good, I'm glad.
I can't wait. So, joining us right now is Robert Moody, who is Artistic Director, Arizona Music Fest. Robert, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. This is a crazy but wonderful time for us. We're putting on 5 different orchestral concerts in the next 7 days. So it's a very exciting time and, of course, a very busy time.
Wow. Why don't you talk a little bit about Music Fest? What is it? What people can expect? I know you've had some really great guests already. Manhattan Transfer, I think Melissa Manchester's been out there. But what's coming
up? That's right.
What else is coming?
We had the great trumpeter Chris Bode recently as well. The festival started 26 years ago as a very small festival up in the Carefree Cave Creek area. Now, in its 26th year, we put on a huge number of concerts over a 6-week period. My greatest involvement is right now. It's when the festival orchestra comes to town, and I conduct this orchestra in our 5 concerts. First, the most important thing I think I want to just make sure people know is that this is not hyperbole. There is no orchestra like this really anywhere in the world. The festival orchestra is comprised of the top players, concertmaster, principal players, first chair players from the New York Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, the Met Opera Orchestra, Chicago Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, San Francisco Symphony, Montreal Symphony. This year we have a player from the Vienna Philharmonic, one from the Berlin Philharmonic.
Wow.
For me as a conductor, this is like driving a Ferrari. It's just unbelievable how well these guys play. We're doing a concert at Pinnacle Presbyterian tomorrow, featuring an American/South African pianist named Brian Wallach. He's very popular here in the Valley, actually. He's played in Scottsdale a lot. He's playing a Mozart piano concerto. We're doing a work by Stravinsky. We're doing the great Bach Brandenburg concerto. Tuesday night, the 2 players from the Berlin and Vienna Philharmonic are joining Brian to do the Beethoven triple concerto. Those 2 guys, by the way, the Vienna and Berlin players, they're brothers. And one of them, Christoph Kontz, was the star 9-year-old in the movie The Red Violin. So that's the kind of
talent
that we have.
Yeah.
And on Thursday night, we're doing Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with Midori, one of the greatest violinists still alive. On Friday night, we sort of go a little bit lighter in style, and we're doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Patty Austin, who I knew as a kid, you know, singing pop tunes in the 70s, turns out she's an awesome Ella Fitzgerald devotee and sings so much like her. And then on Sunday, we're doing a first for us. We're doing a concert opera of I Pagliacci. And if people don't think they know that opera, I bet you they know at least 5 notes when the tenor sings, I Pagliacci. So that's the opera we're doing. It's very powerful music.
This is good stuff. You know, you can hear the passion and excitement in your voice. And I think that's remarkable. When did you first know you were going to be in music like this?
Well, I did not grow up in a classical music family at all. And in the 4th grade in the public school in Greenville, South Carolina, my hometown, a strings teacher came and did a demonstration on violin, viola, cello, bass, and passed around the sign-up sheet. I did not sign up, but the next week when he started the class, he came back and called my name off the list. A girl in my class started laughing, my 4th grade girlfriend, Sherry Bednar, because she wrote my name on the list thinking it would be funny. And 9 years old, you know, I didn't know how to explain that to a teacher, so off I went to the class, and here I am.
That is amazing. Wow. What is it?
True story.
You know, let me ask you this. I mean, I played guitar for a while, but certainly nowhere near the level you are. But When people think of a conductor, why don't you describe what it takes? What's the talent it takes to be a great conductor, and what is it that you need to know that people should, that they don't understand right now to be a conductor? Because I really am not sure. I know you have to have a great ear for music, I believe. I think you have to coordinate all the instruments. Does that mean you have to know how to play all the instruments?
Well, I'll start by telling you I have a Far Side comic strip framed in my study at home, and the first frame is a conductor and from the back, and in the tuxedo, the tail coat, and waving his arms. And then the second frame, it shows what's on his music stand, and it's just a note. And it says, waves arm in the air until the music stops, turn and bow. And I think people do think that's probably what we do.
Right.
The truth is, on the most of the conductor's work is in learning the music. I spend hours and hours just studying scores. A score is my book that has everybody's part in it. And so by the first rehearsal, the goal is that I know the music, I know the score so well that I can bring 70, 80 people together and help them make the whole greater than the sum of the individual parts. I can show them, often with the baton, but also with the breath, with the eye contact. I show them not what they're doing, but what they are about to do. That's the conductor's job. I thought of it this way. Sometimes people can do a great job of conducting a concert on a radio or on your stereo system, because you can stop and go get a cup of coffee and they're going to keep playing. When it's live musicians, you're not actually moving with the music. You're actually indicating what they're about to do and how you want them to do it. How slow, how fast, how loud, how soft each instrument should play, so that the combination of sounds makes the melody prominent, makes the harmony, secondary, etc. And it's just really fun. If anyone could sit on a stage in an orchestra, you'd see that there are actually 1,000 pieces of communication going on between the players and the conductor at any given moment. And that's what's really exciting for me.
Amanda.
Robert, this is Amanda. I have a question for you. What do you think has made the Music Fest so successful here in Arizona? I wouldn't immediately think Arizona is the place to bring this type of music where you have so much support and so many people from all around the world coming to. It's not the first place that comes in mind. What do you think Arizona brings to the table?
So I started as artistic director 11 years ago, and the board said to me, they said, they were using a tagline, we are Carnegie Hall in your backyard. And I sort of pushed them on that, and we talked about it. I said, what does that mean? And they said, well, we want the finest music that we can provide in our festival period. And I said, well, and we talked about how to do that. And at the time, they had a really, really good chamber orchestra of about 25 players. And I said, well, I think maybe we could grow the chamber orchestra into a full orchestra and make it people from, the top national and international symphonies. And they said, they basically looked at me and said, well, do it. I have one good friend who plays cello in the Chicago Symphony. And so I called him and I asked him to,
Okay. Hey, Robert. Yeah, we're actually at the heartbreak end of the show, but we'll have you on again. I really appreciate it, Robert Moody, Artistic Director of Arizona Music Fest. We support all you do, and we'll have you on again. Thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Entertainment.
And big thank you to Amanda Fry.
Amanda Fry.